people living their normal, quiet lives. The characters do their everyday tasks, not knowing their lives are about to change. Then comes the middle part, full of problems, hard times, and big change. At the end, people often go back to daily life, but they are different because of what happened. When I read John 21, I see this same pattern. The disciples are fishing on the Sea of Tiberias, going back to what they did before Jesus called them. It's almost like those three life-changing years with Jesus were just a dream that fades when morning comes. But this is not the end. It's actually the start of something new. In this story about Jesus, after he rose from the dead, he stands on the shore, and at first, the disciples don't know it's him. "Friends, have you caught any fish?" he calls out. When they say no, he tells them to throw their net on the right side of the boat. And what happens? They catch so many fish they can barely pull in the net. This big catch of fish reminds us of when Jesus first met some of these disciples in Luke's gospel. It's like Jesus is calling them again. The disciple Jesus loved is the first to know it's Jesus, saying to Peter, "It is Lord. It is the Lord." And Peter, always quick to act, jumps into the water to get to Jesus faster. What happens next is one of the most touching scenes in the Bible. After they eat breakfast together, Jesus turns to Peter and asks him three times, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" Harrison, can you hear me? You can unmute. Harrison? Harrison, you can speak?
Yes, I can speak.
Yeah, okay, I have a question to you. So if Anita asks you three times, "Do you love me?" and then how would you react?
I think I'm always happy. What I would be probably not reacting good is that's when she says she hates me, right? Now what I'm saying is that, yeah, it will create doubt.
Yeah.
It seems like I'm not doing anything.
So if my wife asks me, "Do you love me?" Yes, I can say, "Yes, I do." "Do you love me?" "Yes, why not?" And third time, "Do you love me?" Maybe I will confess my sin. All right. Thanks, Harrison. Each time, Peter answers, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And each time, Jesus gives him a job. "Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. Feed my sheep." Why ask three times? Most biblical scholars agree This matches the three times Peter said he didn't know Jesus during his trial. The Bible tells us that by the third question, Peter was hurt. This hurt was not just because Jesus kept asking. It was because it reminded him of something he wanted to forget. But look at what Jesus doesn't do. He doesn't rebuke Peter for his mistake. He doesn't take away his love or say Peter can't be a leader anymore. Instead, he gives him an important job, taking care of Jesus' followers. This is a different kind of job than we see in Matthew's gospel. While Matthew talks about the big job to go and make disciples of all nations, but John focuses on caring for the group that already exists. This is about looking after people, meeting their needs, giving them spiritual food, and keeping them safe. The story continues. Jesus tells Peter about what he would encounter in his future ministry and how his life would honor God. The author of the John's Gospel, writing after Peter died as a martyr, wants us to know that even though Peter failed earlier, in the end, he followed Jesus faithfully, even to death. So, what does this mean for us today? What does this mean for us today? First, it shows us that our failures don't stop us from serving. The reason Jesus didn't come to make Peter feel ashamed, but to restore him. The person who said, "I don't know him," three times is given a job three times to care for Jesus' people. If you have ever felt that your past mistakes make you unworthy to serve God, please remember Peter. And secondly, it shows that following Jesus isn't mainly about big showy actions, but about being faithful every day. Feed my sheep is about the regular, daily work of caring for others. It's making sure hungry people are fed, weak people are protected, and all people grow in faith. And finally, this story shows us how Jesus wants leaders to act. When Jesus asks, "Do you love me?" and then says, "Feed my sheep," he's showing that good Christian leadership comes from love. Love for Jesus that shows up as love for his people. The sheep belong to Jesus, not to us. Our job is to take care of them, not to own them. So who are these sheep Jesus asks us to care for? They are all around us. They are the lonely neighbor who has not had a visitor in months. They are the colleague struggling with anxiety. They are the teenager questioning their worth. They are the refugee family settling into an unfamiliar community. They are the elderly person who can no longer attend services, but yearns for spiritual connection. And yes, they are each one of us when we are hurting or lost. When Jesus says, "Feed my sheep," he's inviting us to look beyond ourselves and notice who needs nourishment, physical, emotional, or spiritual. He's challenging us to move past our comfort zones and extend his love to those who hunger for it. The beautiful thing about caring for Christ's sheep is that in doing so, we often discover that we ourselves are being fed. In our own faith journeys, we often have times that feel like going back to the familiar, times when we go back to fishing in the same old waters. But Jesus shows up on those shores too, calling us again, feeding us, and giving us work to do. Like a good movie that brings us back to the beginning, but leaves us changed, this resurrection story reminds us that even when we go back to our everyday lives, we do so as people who have met the risen Christ. And that changes everything. "Do you love me?" Jesus asks. "Then feed my sheep. Follow me." Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Risen Lord, you meet us in our everyday moments and call us by name. When we fail, you restore us. When we doubt, you feed us. Give us hearts to love you deeply and hands to care for your sheep faithfully. Help us follow you wherever you lead, trusting in your kindness and mercy. Amen.
Amen.